escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Actually, I'm going to take off Monday because Friday I'm going to Saratoga, so I'm looking forward to that. Try to get in the big guy's box there, but NA, not available. Although, like Mike said, we've hung out there. Belmont weekend I was up there. I can't wait to go back to Saratoga in the actual summer. Belmont's great, but doing it in June, a little different than doing it in August. So I can't wait to go up with Saratoga Wills and hang out, have some fun betting the ponies up there on Friday. So I'll be out Friday, but I'm also taking Monday off because I want to go see, well, A, because I get some days, and B, because I want to go see The Naked Gun. I'm going to take my wife to go see a movie, Two Birds, One Stone. I get to see the movie I want, make my wife happy in the process. Hank is calling from Yap Hank. Have you seen The Naked Gun yet, Hank?
Yes, I have, Sal, and how you doing?
Good, how are you? What are we thinking?
If that movie lasts 3 weeks in the movie house, it's going to be a lot. Okay.
I thought
the movie
it was good.
Is a big disappointment.
Wow, you didn't like it, huh?
And I love those movies, Sal. Okay. The other ones were you know, drop dead hysterical. Okay.
Yeah.
Where you actually, this is really, really, really dry humor. In other words, it's funny. Okay. But you're not going to be hysterically laughing.
The problem I have now, I'm seeing it either way. I did, when I was talking to my wife this morning, walking to work, you know, tidying things up and making sure everything's okay. I was like, so are you sure you want to go see this movie Monday? Because I know my wife, like, she doesn't like, let's say, Will Ferrell. She doesn't have that drier sense of humor. And we know what The Naked Gun is. So that means she's probably going to hate this. I'm still holding out hope that I could get into it.
Your wife is going to hate it, Sal. But let me just make a couple of points.
She's very difficult to please.
There's only two parts of the whole movie that you will be hysterically laughing. There are two parts.
Right,
I'm not going to say
nothing. Don't ruin it. No spoilers.
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I'm not saying nothing. Okay. I'm going to wait for you to do it because I'm going to call when you see this movie. Okay. I'm going to call back. Okay. And let's see if we can compare the notes to see if the two parts of the movie that we were in sync on. Okay. But the one point I got to make, Sal, make sure you stay till the end of the credits.
Oh, I like it. See, I wouldn't think that. Like, if you go see a key point. There you go.
A key point, Sal.
If I go see a Marvel movie, I know that that is something I got to do. But when you go see The Naked Gun, and thank you for the call, Hank, I'll let you know what we think of the movie next week when we come back. I'm going to see The Naked Gun. I'm not thinking stay through the credits. But now I will. I get the heads up. I'm looking forward to it. Hoff, you going to see this movie, The Naked Gun?
Especially after what Hank just said? Hell yeah.
You think it's going to be better?
I think it's going to be perfect. Dry sense of humor, like, that's what it is. It's this slow-played humor.
I'll tell you honestly, when I heard that it was first coming back out, I was like, oh, man, that's going to be stupid. Now, I love the original Naked Gun, 33 and a third, whatever the 22 and whatever it was, the second one. I love those. But I thought the remake idea was going to be dumb. I don't like Liam Neeson, especially in that role. Like, Liam Neeson trying to go capture the guy who kidnapped his daughter, that's different. That's badass. Liam Neeson being Frank Drebin's son, come on. But the coming attractions, or whatever you want to call it, the preview, the movie trailer,
yeah,
that got me hooked. We were watching it, laughing, watching
well,
it.
Well, right. And they bought into a couple things at the end of the trailer, yes, specifically. Yeah. But here's the other thing, too. For people that don't know, Leslie Nielsen, who was the original Frank Drebin,
yeah,
was originally like a very serious actor, and it took Airplane for him to take his comedic, path.
Look at you. Where is this expertise coming from?
I'm just a genius when it comes to movies and nonsense stuff.
I couldn't name another movie outside of Airplane, which I haven't even seen, but I've seen enough clips, so I knew that he was in that. And then The Naked Gun. What else has he done? You remember him from other movies?
Not Bram Stoker's, but Mel Brooks's Dracula.
Oh.
Dracula Dead Loving It. That was another fantastic, terrible movie.
Is that a must-see? I should watch that?
I mean, it's Mel Brooks.
I like Mel Brooks. Yeah,
you're going to love it.
But he was serious in that or no?
No.
Okay, but that you said he was a...
But it's a funny movie.
Give me the serious stuff.
I don't know. Okay. I just know that he was a serious actor.
Would you read that somewhere? How do you know? You haven't seen any of the movies,
I think I was talking to my brother-in-law about this. We go
so
back
now we're taking your brother-in-law's word for it?
It's like
your information with this, like, oh, yeah, you know, the Vikings aren't going to sign Aaron Rodgers.
Nah,
like, what, your brother-in-law
tell you? I'm telling you right now. I think he was in some, like, serious movies.
Dove, you have any knowledge of this with Liam Neeson? Not Liam Neeson.
Leslie.
No, I didn't know his serious movies, but I did know they said that about him when he did Airplane and The Naked Gun. Now, by the way,
yeah,
Naked Gun was really originally a TV series.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Police squad.
Yeah,
police call.
Yeah.
They had six episodes only, but hilarious stuff.
Oh, who was the original character in it?
It was Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, he played it in a TV series, and then they took it on to make
it
a movie. Did not know that.
Worth seeing. Go see those six
episodes. Plus, for a young kid like me, like I'm assuming it came out in 88, 89, right in my wheelhouse, 9, 10 years old, it also incorporated baseball. I mean, when Reggie Jackson must kill the queen, strike, when you have all that, the umpire, like that. That is a classic. God, I love that movie. That was a great movie. I'd watch the original TV series if it's good.
Found one, and I can't believe I didn't remember this. He was in the original Creepshow.
I'm not familiar with that.
It's a horror stuff.
No, dude, I don't do the horror stuff. I told you.
What's wrong with you? You think the people that like horror movies go out and like murder people?
Yeah.
That's not true. I haven't murdered anybody.
I don't see how anybody gets pleasure out of watching anybody
else. I've
never
killed a soul.
I'm not saying that you're going to be
a literal
murderer. I
killed like a bug.
Right, but what is it about your or anybody who watches this?
I'm going to kill that moth every day.
How can you enjoy?
I try to. I miss on purpose.
All right. How can you enjoy something that is like scaring you and gory and like
I keeps
don't
me on my toes. It keeps me on edge. It makes me uncomfortable. That's good.
Yeah, it's not for me. I don't even. I've opened up my palate to that type stuff, you know, even the Last of Us, is that what it was called recently? Like, because there's some zombies in that. Like, I'm not a zombie guy.
Yeah, I didn't watch not horror.
No, but that's like, for me, that's a big, look, there's a big leap from Billy Madison to zombie movies. I'm a Billy Madison Tommy yes. Boy guy. Now, I used to go, I've evolved over the years. It used to be only Happy Gilmore, Billy, only Adam Sandler movies, only Chris Farley, those type movies. Naked Gun, Major League. Hey, that's my thing. I love that. Love to laugh, love to have fun. Then I started to evolve. You know, when you start dating different girls and you got to pretend that you know a little bit more. Somehow I started stumbling across foreign films. And then I realized, oh, these aren't bad. I actually like these. And then, you know, you start watching the best pick noms. And then I get into that. So I've expanded my palate. Silent Movie, The Artist, one of the great movies I've ever seen in my entire life. So I feel like I've opened my mind enough with these different movies over the years in the evolution from a 10-year-old to a 46-year-old. However, horror is the one thing I have no interest in. I don't need to see Freddy or Jason killing people or Mike Myers or The Exorcist or whatever it's called. Don't need any of that. Andrew's in Morris Plains. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Sal, I just wanted to put my input. I saw the Naked Gun movie over the weekend, and I enjoyed it. I had very low expectations for this movie because I'm such a fan of the original, but it was very good. Liam Neeson was awesome in it. He was the right choice for that role. What I will say about the movie that I was impressed by was the humor. It really honors the humor from the original, like that kind of humor, that slapstick, dry humor, and it's there. And the audience was enjoying it, and I totally agree with you on one thing. There is way too much horror movies out there these days, but I'm glad to see comedy was back in theaters for once. It's been a long time.
Yeah, there you go, Andrew. I like that. Based off of the trailer, I thought that everything Andrew just said was going to be the case, that they're going to pay the proper tribute to the original and strike that chord when it comes to the comedic level of the film. Now, again, I'm trying to warn my wife. I don't know if she knows what she's getting into. You know what my wife wants to go see it for? Because of Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson. That's why. Because she knows that they're now having a true romance, so she's into that and wants to see how it, I guess, developed from the whatever. It's fine with me. I just want to go see a comedy. Enough of these, you know, murder mysteries and all these dramas, because I'm constantly finding, I feel like that's the majority of stuff that's out there on TV now. By the way, it's only supposed to be, what, an hour and 20 or something like that, I think, which is beautiful.
Yeah, 125.
Yeah, and that's what a comedy should be.
Is that with the trailers in the beginning?
No, I think that's separate from the trailers. I think, I don't know. By the way, you know, the movies are running at like 9 a.m. That's why we have to go see it while Sammy's at school. We can't go to the movies because we don't have a babysitter. We don't trust the babysitter yet. Don't want that. My mom's on Long Island, so she's not going to be around. So that's why I had to take off Monday. Sammy still has school, and she'll be in school for the couple hours, whatever it may be. She goes to summer school here. And we'll go check a movie. 9 a.m. watching The Naked Gun. Gary's in Plainview. What's up, Gary?
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, so a serious role that he played in. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm older than you guys, but I don't know if you remember the series from Disney with Zorro.
No.
Any guys remember that?
I do not.
The Zorro series?
I know it was Zorro. Like,
every week they had another. Every week they had another, you know, another episode. So he played, Leslie Nielsen played Swamp Fox. Swamp Fox, you know, good guy. He played a very serious role. And that was like in the continental, you know, time, the United States. And he was, like I said, the hero of that series. And there were a number of them. There were like three major episodal type of shows that Disney put on every Sunday night. And it was great. He played other serious roles as well. But that stuck in my mind because I really loved that.
Well, there you go. And that it came out, Hoff tells me, and thank you for the call,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, the Swamp Fox came out in 1959.
Right.
You didn't catch that one?
Must have missed that one. I mean, good for him. That's a reference point, but no, I don't recall. So you're going back. So 59. So 30 years later. What year did Naked Gun come out? Do you have it? It had to be like 89.
Yeah, 88. Well, Airplane came out first in like 80-something.
Okay. Well, that doesn't help. 80-something. Yes, there was a decade.
1980. 1980. Okay. Airplane came out. Naked Gun came out in 88.
Yeah. Okay, 88. So you're talking about 30 years later. Liam Neeson has been a great, well-known, like, serious, I'm going to come get you, track you down, and kill you actor. And now he's got to play this role. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm excited for it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.